What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Fit for Life podcast with Julie and Ross.
Hey, team.
We are excited for this one because what is happening this weekend?
Oh, it's Easter Sunday.
What do we like to do on Easter Sunday?
I'm sure a lot of people like to do this on Easter Sunday, but we like to eat Easter eggs and watch movies.
Yes, we definitely look forward to Easter after comp prepping through a lot of the Easters Ross and I have had together. I am so excited to not have a comp this year as I haven't for the past few years in April. So we have got the fridge stocked full of a few of our favourite chocolates and we do intend to enjoy them. So we thought for this podcast, we would talk a little bit about how we handle Easter, how we make it fit into our overall goals, and provide you with some tips on how you can enjoy Easter without overdoing it as well. Okay, how do we handle Easter, Ross?
Yeah, well, I really like to keep Easter to one day. I don't like to stretch it out over a weekend and have chocolate eggs, you know, every single day for the 4-day public holiday break that we get here, but definitely like to have it on the one day, which I think really helps if you keep it to that one day. And then generally before we start eating chocolate eggs, we'll make sure we've had a bit of protein and vegetables and not too many other calories, to be fair.
Yeah, so I think limiting it to one day instead of 3 or 4 days definitely helps to mitigate the amount of calories you consume over a weekend. So we do try and pick chocolates that we know we love, and that way, you know, it is a special occasion. It's not chocolates that we have all the time. We do love the little egg-shaped versions of mini eggs, so instead of having a whole lot of huge Easter eggs, we might have, you know, one to share. Ross will have his own one that he likes, I might have my own one, and then we have mini ones to sit and watch a movie with. So when it comes to approaching the weekend, sometimes depending on what our goals are, we actually adapt what we're eating, you know, a day or two before. So for example, if I had a fat loss goal, I would make sure that the Friday and the Saturday before, maybe I was slightly under by about 100 or 200 calories, just to give me an extra 300 or 400 calories for the week to save up for that Sunday. This doesn't always work for everyone. Of course, if you're already on low calories, it's very hard to go, you know, 200 calories less than you're already on, and it's probably not the best idea for you. But if you're someone that is already sitting at maintenance or potentially on even higher calories, it might be a good idea just to save some calories earlier in the week so that you've got them for that, you know, Easter day that you are choosing to eat the chocolate.
Yeah, totally. The calorie banking really helps, and then also make sure you still do some other healthy habits before you get into it. Like, we make sure we exercise in the morning and take the dog for a walk and stuff like that. So
yeah, so usually Sunday is my rest day, but this Sunday I've moved my rest days around, so I'll be able to train on Sunday. We'll do the walk with the dog, and then yeah, we will have not more likely have a high protein lunch. We'll probably fast through breakfast. Ross does anyway, but I'll probably skip breakfast, have a lunch, and then we'll start on some Easter eggs in the afternoon. So this is also showing a way to handle the actual day, is that we're not just eating chocolate eggs from morning till nighttime. We're not big fans of hot cross buns, or I just prefer to eat chocolate over hot cross buns, even though I love them. And then we're kind of just limiting it to the afternoon, which really isn't a huge amount of time to do some serious damage. And then dinner, usually we'll have I'll have chicken and veg, and then Ross might have another meal that he likes that is still, you know, a reasonable meal.
Yeah. Yeah. What is reasonable? No, yeah. I feel like when it comes to those special events, definitely like Easter, Christmas, if you could keep it to one day, minimize the blowout to a short period, it's something that's not going to be too detrimental.
Yeah, and I also feel like you can enjoy it more instead of dragging it out across a few days and then you feel a bit sluggish after it. Something I would touch on that Ross just mentioned before as well is sticking to other habits. So often people will see their fitness journey or special events like Easter, Christmas, birthdays as an all or nothing situation, where it's like, okay, I'm going to eat chocolate eggs, so I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not going to hit my protein. I'm not going to stick to my water, my steps, my workouts, because I've already dropped off one habit. I may as well drop all the habits off. But instead of seeing it as that approach, why don't you see it as a chance for you to tick off your other habits? You know, you've got the day off work, if you have got the day off work, stick to your water, stick to your steps, try and do some kind of movement, make it about enjoying time with family or friends or your partner. And then okay, your nutrition's off track, but with your nutrition, can you still hit your protein for the day? Yes, hitting your protein for the day, it's going to help with satiation, and then you're less likely to go too crazy on the Easter eggs that day. But another thing to factor in is events like your birthday obviously only happen once a year. Easter Sunday happens once a year, same with Christmas or any other kind of festivities that you celebrate in your culture. It's not the end of the world. What will really set you back from achieving your goals is if you are continuously dragging these kind of events out over numerous days and you're making these kind of special occasions, in quote marks, every single weekend. That's where you're more likely to maintain where you're at or to possibly even gain weight over a period of time if you're constantly doing these kinds of behaviors. Yeah, so in terms of approaching Easter, enjoy it. I hope you enjoy some chocolate if that's what you want to do. If not, I hope you enjoy some time with family and friends. Just remember that what we do consistently matters more than what we do every once in a while. So eat the Easter egg, enjoy it, and move on with your healthy habits the next day following on from that. Do you have anything else to add to the Easter tips?
No, I think that's a really great summary you've done there.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, moving on to the next part of today's podcast. Ross and I actually put out on my Instagram stories asking if anyone had questions. And of course, some of the biggest questions we get are around weight loss. So we had a couple that I'd love to discuss. The first one was from someone saying that they have gained 5 kilos over, you know, the past few months or the past past year, and they wanted to know how many calories they should start on to lose fat. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, there's so many factors that play here. Like, it's not just about your height. How old are you? How much activity do you do? There's so many factors. We can't just tell you to eat X amount of calories because it's going to be not accurate for you and your positions. You need a lot more data to actually calculate that first.
Yeah, so often when I do put up question boxes about people wanting help or if they have questions, they'll give me their height and their weight. And they're like, how many calories should I eat? And I would be doing a disservice to you as well as myself as a coach to just throw out a number at you. It's really important that you do get your calories calculated based on all the things that Ross just said. But then also it comes down to your experience as well. Like, how long have you been tracking calories for? Are you brand new to it? Are you someone that's been chronically dieting, trying to stay under a low number of calories for a long period of time, and now's not the time for you to go into fat loss? Maybe it's that you actually need to get used to tracking your calories on a higher base before you go into that fat loss phase. So when it comes to working out your calories, of course you can use an online calculator to do this. Is the online calculator necessarily going to be right? Who knows? But if you stick to what the calorie calculator does tells you to do consistently and you're losing weight, great. However, most people don't struggle with figuring out how many calories they need to eat in order to achieve their goals. Because like I said, you could try an online calculator. What a lot of people struggle with is knowing exactly what to eat, how much to eat, when to eat. They need that extra accountability and support, and that's where getting a coach comes into play. So that's where my one-on-one coaching comes into play, is that, of course, I could tell you what to eat and how much to eat, but if no one's holding you accountable to that and you're not getting that support that you need to navigate your fitness journey and those healthy habits, then you're probably not going to achieve the goals that you want to. So it's now coming into April. A lot of people would have started the year with high hopes, wanting to achieve certain goals, whether it's to build muscle, lose fat, feel amazing for their wedding day, have more energy to run around with their kids. And if you look at where you were at the start of the year, are you closer or further away from your goals and where you want to be this year? If you're further away and you're not taking steps closer to that goal now, then you're probably not going to be where you want to be later this year in December when everyone's reflecting on their, you know, New Year's resolutions. So if you do need help, head along to fitwithanjulie.com. If you want that one-on-one support, of course, you can fill in the form and join my wait list and I'll jump on a call with you. But otherwise, in terms of achieving your goals, it is really important that you don't just follow what someone else is doing. So if you see what I'm eating or you see what someone else on the squad is eating, it's really important that you don't just try and copy their calories and do what they're doing. I could not eat what Ross is eating and maintain where I'm at. And it's really important that you don't look at myself or what anyone else is eating and try and do that. So Ross, someone else messaged in and they wanted to know about losing weight as a vegetarian. So what are the principles of weight loss and does it differ if you're vegetarian or pescatarian or general?
So when it comes to weight loss, no, it doesn't differ. You need a calorie deficit regardless of what type of food you eat. If you're not on a calorie deficit, you won't lose weight.
Okay, and what is a calorie deficit?
A calorie deficit is when you're eating less calories than your body needs to maintain at its current weight. Makes sense, right? You eat less calories, your body taps into stores of things like fat for fuel, makes up that excess balance, and our weight starts to come down.
Awesome. So, for example, if Ross is maintaining at 2,700 calories and he decreases his calories by 500 down to 2,200 and he eats that consistently ongoing, not just Monday to Friday, then eventually he will lose fat over time, right?
Yeah, you'd be expecting around half a kilo probably a week for that.
Awesome. So half a kilo of weight down per week is considered healthy. Of course, if you are more, if you have more weight to lose, you might find that in the initial phase you actually lose a lot more. And for others, if they have less to lose, you might find that the scales actually don't shift a significant amount. But, you know, maybe you're losing 300 to 400 grams a week or so, or every fortnight, depending on the individual, of course.
Yeah, totally. And sometimes, a lot of the time when people say they want to lose weight too, what they really mean is they want to lose fat, right? It's not just their weight coming down. They want to reduce body fat, which is the most typical reason for weight loss. So with that, you want to make sure you're still getting enough protein to maintain the muscle, because, you know, you don't just want to lose muscle weight, do you, normally? Maybe some of you out there do, but most people don't want to be losing their muscle. They want to be losing the body fat. So getting enough protein.
So a lot of people say, you know, they want to look toned, and that's what happens when you're weight training and you lose the fat, but you maintain as much of that hard-earned muscle as you can. So there's specifically, someone had said, you know, as a vegetarian, how do I lose weight? So what is going to be most important for a vegetarian, would you say?
For weight loss, calorie deficit.
Yeah, and then as a vegetarian, protein intake, right?
Yes.
Within the calorie deficit. Yes. So the biggest struggle I have noticed for vegetarians is that they actually struggle, especially vegans actually, struggle to hit their protein intake and keep that adequate whilst keeping their fats and carbs down, because a lot of high protein sources for vegetarians and vegans are actually high in carbs and fat. So it is really important that if you are vegetarian or vegan, you're making sure that you are getting in enough protein. For vegetarians, it's a little bit easier in that you're able to have things like egg whites, eggs, protein powders. Of course, there's Macromite vegan protein powder for those of you that don't use, you know, animal-based protein powders. And those are actually really good for helping ensure that you're getting in enough protein. But of course, as a vegetarian or vegan, you do need to make sure that you are hitting enough protein for you to actually maintain that muscle. So if you are someone that's struggling with that, of course, I can do vegetarian and vegan meal plans. But ideally, I would actually suggest that most vegetarians and vegans utilize protein powder as a supplement, just to make sure that you're keeping your calories in a deficit whilst being able to hit that minimum amount of protein intake as a vegetarian or vegan. Do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I would just say that when it comes to weight loss, try not to overcomplicate it. Try not to think that it's anything too fancy, because it's not. A calorie deficit can be hard to stick to, but it's not really a hard concept to understand. We eat less food than we need to maintain. And then protein sources, yeah, absolutely. If you're vegetarian or vegan, it can be more difficult, but doesn't mean it's impossible. Just need to be a bit more disciplined with how you plan.
Yeah, especially when it comes to eating out. I find most people will not hit their protein intake eating out if they are, say, vegan, because it is really hard to track. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of the vegan sources are very high in carbs, and that can easily increase your calorie intake for the day. Other habits that come into play for weight loss. So for the person that wanted to lose the 5 kilos, and for someone who's a vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, whatever you are, when it comes to fat loss, other things that go hand in hand that we always talk about are your overall habits. It is so important that along with your calorie deficit, you are doing some kind of movement, not only for fat loss, but just because it feels good to move your body, and it's so important for overall health. So whether that's that you're tracking your steps, maybe you're going to the gym or doing home workouts 3 or 4 or 5 times a week. I personally like to do 5 times a week. Ross does 6 times a week. That is going to help with that muscle maintenance and it's just going to help with your overall well-being. And then habits like water, sleep, both matter. They go hand in hand for helping your digestion, your hormones, and everything else. So if you do have a fat loss goal, it's super important that you look at everything surrounding that. And if you do need help and support with that, of course, I'll put a link in the bio for you to, you know, jump on a call with me. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think, yeah, just general healthy habits obviously help. Sleep, water, movement, it definitely helps with weight loss goals. Again, like getting steps in or getting more movement in helps with the calorie deficit, because calorie deficit is about your intake versus your output.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So that is everything from us this week. I hope you all have an amazing weekend, whether you celebrate Easter or not. Enjoy some chocolate, and we'll catch you on the next one.
See you in the next one.